Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833. So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
We are back. Good to be back. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Had a good little vacation. Christmas is coming up. I'll say this. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We're back and ready to go. Up first. That's right. He will throw his coworkers under the bus if it means he could possibly get a viral video out of it. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, there is a medicine shortage out there. I've looked on the news. I don't see anything about it, but I experienced this myself. My 3-year-old got sick. We took him to the doctor. The doctor prescribed him medicine. We went to pharmacy number one. They said, no, we're out of that medicine. And then we go to pharmacy number two. No, we're out of that medicine. And then they send us to the third pharmacy. No, yeah, there's a shortage going on. We don't have that medicine. It's an antibiotic, I guess, for kids. They said that there's a lot of kids getting RSV right now and getting sick, that they're running short on this medicine. And I'm like, this is a big deal.
Did you ever get it?
Eventually. Pharmacy 4.
Oh. Why not start a pharmacy 4 if you... Don't they have a computer database where they just say if they have it or
yeah.
not?
No, but I went to the nearest one because they're companies, right? And they say, oh, I can only look in the database of our company.
Different pharmacy companies.
I looked at the ones in the neighborhood.
Like Walgreens, CVS.
Correct.
That, got it. So you finally found it?
Finally found it. But this is a big deal. Like, how do they run short on medicine?
The same way when you go into a Subway, sometimes you're out of meat.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
we're out
just
of bread.
Unfortunate timing because everybody got it all at once.
That's crazy, man. Like, people could get really sick. And
did your kids have RSV?
Yeah. My middle child was in the hospital for 6 days with it, and my youngest was in there with 4 days with it.
Is that a lung thing?
It blocks their breathing. It like gets liquid in their chest and they can't breathe. So they need help with a breathing tube and sucks all of it out of there.
Is that a lung thing?
Yeah.
Respiratory.
Yeah. Respiratory. Isn't that what I said? Yeah. It gets down in their lungs, makes
that
it hard
to breathe.
That
would be a lung thing.
Chest is, I don't know.
Eddie, anyway, is your kid okay?
He's better now. We got the medicine. But man, just know that there's a shortage out there.
Is it a lung thing?
It's a lung thing.
It's a chest thing, yeah.
All right, up next, don't invite him to any of your important events because he'll try to make a speech. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. Woo!
Yeah, well, Bobby, months ago, I mean, I don't know how long ago, you recommended a show called Peacemaker.
But John Cena, it's hilarious.
And so I finally like, you know what? I need something to watch. We're flipping through HBO. Oh, there's that Peacemaker. Bobby says that's pretty good.
Boom.
That's a fun show. I don't even care about superhero shows. I don't watch all these Marvel movies. I don't watch any of that. I enjoyed it.
It's funny, huh?
Wife enjoyed it. It was funny. It wasn't your typical, like, it was funny. It was goofy. Very enjoyable. And my wife enjoyed it, which makes it even better. So, yeah, I give it, 3.5.
That's all? 3.5?
You really enjoyed it.
4.5
Oh, yeah.
4.5
Peacemaker was awesome. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it 4
4 is fine.
4, I don't know what you call those things, the dragonflies. That, you know what I'm talking about? What?
Just say dragonflies.
Dragonflies
Nobody
out of 5.
Nobody knows the difference anyway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Peacemaker's really good. Mike Dieseler told me about
it. John Cena, he's pretty good.
Up next, if you're a scammer out there listening, and you're like, I wonder who I could scam today, send it Amy's way, because she'll probably fall for it. Here she is. Amy, yeah. Everybody.
Okay, so I had some painters working at my house, and they had been there for like quite some time. I feel like over an hour, didn't act like they knew anything about me or the show. And then out of nowhere, one of the guys says, so, how's Stanley the dog doing?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you mean from ACL surgery? And he's like, yeah, how's he doing? I said, oh, I think he's recovering well. I mean, he can't run around. They have to keep him on a leash. And then this whole conversation about Stanley the dog. But I just was like, oh, well, that's thoughtful. People
yeah, look
are
at
checking
him.
On your
Looking
dog.
The dog there.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, I mean, looking at your house, too. But hey, glad he asked about the dog.
I know. I wonder if sometimes when people come in, if they know
Don't
right away.
Oh, never mind.
If they're a listener, or then they see photos, and then they put it together. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either, but probably yes. They probably look at every. I would. Let's say all of a sudden I'm invited in a house to do something, and it's I'm like, wait, this is Derek Jeter's house. You don't think I'm looking at everything?
Everything.
What? People do everything. Not.
Hey, I'm putting his whitey tighties on my head, and doing
That's
a little
right.
laugh around the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I would. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Well, luckily this guy's nice.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he wrote a new song called Opening Act, and at the game Nerds, he's the fastest to react.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So you've heard of Flat Stanley, right?
Yes.
Explain to our listeners what Flat Stanley is.
He's like, doesn't he live around the house or whatever?
That's Elf on the Shelf.
Oh. No, it's a cutout of this little boy, and he's laminated, and you take him around if you're going on a trip or vacation or traveling, and he does different activities. You can even mail him to other people, and they take photos.
And then you write a report. We've had a Flat Stanley sent here before. We take a picture with it and send it back. You've heard of Flat Stanley, but maybe you hadn't heard of Fat Stanley. That's my dog. I call him Fat Stanley. Well, the problem is, and I bring him up because we're having an issue now where he did have this surgery that Amy was referring to, but he can't exercise, so he's getting fatter and fatter, which is not healthy, but he can't do anything. So now we're just having to feed him less and less.
Oh.
But he's just a fat boy. He's getting so fat. I told you he has a lot of nicknames. Fat in the Hat, Fatness Everdeen, Fat Stanley.
Yeah, I like that, Fatness Everdeen.
Fat Sprat is a bulldog. Eat no fat. I forget. I just try stuff. But we have to figure out a way to exercise him with that Fat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. Wow, I like that
I'm like, hey, Fat Benatar. He just looks up. But this is the struggle we're having right now. The dog is getting too fat and unhealthy, but we can't do much about it because he can't really move yet. So what do you do? Really? Is the question I'm asking you guys. What do you do?
I don't know. I'm picturing, like, when he's laying there, can you, like, move his front legs? Like,
but if they're... I move them for him, then he's getting them moved by me.
Oh, I figure you like put them in a running motion.
Oh, that does
it's
the same
still
thing.
Exercise.
Yeah, you ever seen
it's like
those
water jogging?
That's those machines that shake your butt and it says it's like working out.
Yeah.
They stopped making those like 73.
Right. But yeah. They didn't work.
They didn't work. Okay. No. That's what we're dealing with. So if anybody sees my dog getting fatter, that's what it is. It's Fat Stanley right now. We're trying to limit his food intake, and hopefully we take him on 5-minute walks twice a day, January 1st. But it's that long away. Mm. That's all. That's the drama at home right now. Glad you guys are here. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Please help. I am in my mid-30s. I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 years. It's great. But I do have one major problem. He still lives with his parents at almost 40 years old. Yeah. You read that right. He still... has never moved out.
Oh.
He does have a good job. He works hard. His parents are older, but they are capable. But I think it makes him feel like he has to be there and can't move out. And I'm all for being close and doing things with your family. But this is a lot. I brought up moving out a few times. It always ends in a fight. So my question is, should I just cut my losses even after this many years and try to move on? Or should I stick it out and hope that he decides to move out and start a life with me eventually? It could be years. Should I give him an ultimatum? Sincerely, girl with the real life failure to launch man. Yeah, that's tough. You never want to give somebody an ultimatum when it comes to their family, even if you think he's lame for staying at home or wrong for staying at home. But you never want to give someone a family ultimatum. because that is what resentment is made of. I think there are some compromises you can approach, but it doesn't seem like he's open to compromise. Can you get a house very near?
Yeah.
Very near. So if he feels like he needs to be there with his parents, he still can. Is it just his parents? Like, deep down in your heart, what do you think the reason is he's there? I know he says his parents, but is it only his parents? You say they're capable. If for him it's something else, like he's scared, he doesn't want to get a mortgage, he's scared. I don't know. Maybe that's something you can address. But you can't go, it's me or your parents. Because even if he does pick you, he's still going to be resentful of that. And that ain't ever going to be good. You're not going to change him either. He's already almost 40 years old. He ain't going to change. He ain't going to change where you make him change. He may decide to take some steps in a direction of uncomfortableness for him. But he ain't going to do it because you want him to do it. He's going to do it because he wants to do it. So you either have to strategize and find a way to make him feel like it's safe for him to move out of there, or you got to move on. Or you got to move in with them.
No.
I think that's a third option.
Oh, no,
that is an option, though. No. You can move into that house, too. If there's room, you go live with the parents, too. That's happened.
I'm assuming she doesn't want to do
that. I agree. But what does she not want to do more, break up or move in with him?
She probably doesn't want to break up. It didn't sound like she wants to break up.
Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult situation. So my advice to you is you either... You could do a couple of these. You could go, I'm going to give myself 6 months to strategize on how to get him out of there, meaning we're going to find a place close. I'm going to see if he's open to that. If that doesn't work, eventually you do have to cut your losses, because I'm going to tell you, you ain't getting any younger. He ain't getting any younger. During this segment, none of us have gotten younger.
No, we just got older.
Yeah. That's right. We're marching toward it.
Wow.
So, but that is a situation that is uncomfortable. You got to get him out of there, or you got to get out of there. Or you can move in, but it doesn't sound like by the show you'd want to do that. I don't know, free rent, man.
That's what he's thinking.
That's true.
Hey, Scuba, did you live with your parents or your wife's parents?
I did, yeah. I lived there for a couple years before we got married.
Was that on you or on her?
She actually made me do it because my financial situation was an absolute travesty. So I moved there out of my San Francisco apartment to save money and build my credit score back up.
And then how did it feel when you were there? Did you feel like... emasculated at all?
At first, I lost my freedom because I lived in the city and I could do whatever I wanted. And I was around her mom and her aunts and uncles and cousins and all these people all the time over me. I'm like, God, I want my space. But then after a few weeks, I realized it was nice having family around. And it was a great feeling. So I just kind of focused on that.
What
I loved it.
Advice do you give her?
Well, he's almost 40, though. Yeah. I was like 24, 25. I think, like you were saying, once you're in that position where you've been there that long, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and that's just kind of the way it is. And he may live there forever, or the family may live with you guys forever.
Yeah, that's the point. Oh. I mean, that's another slight alteration. You could go buy a house and move them in with you, but they're not going to want to do that because they're old.
Yeah,
old people never want to change.
He sounds like a sweet guy, though.
Yeah,
the fact that
he
wants to not leave his parents,
or is he just still on the teat? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that it might be like you said, a fear of like getting out on his own, and so maybe get to the root of that.
Here it is. You give yourself 6 months to strategize on how to get him out somewhere close. If that doesn't work, you have to cut your losses. It's going to be hard, but you have to move on.
Dang.
You could jump to step two right now if you wanted to. It ain't going to be easy, but you might as well get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't just going to change. He's not going to wake up one day and be like, you know what? She's right. I appreciate that. It's a tough email to have to talk about. That's the way it is.
And what was that third option again?
Stone Cold said so. What's up?
That third option was? What was that again?
Just move in.
Yeah.
Just move in, yeah. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, on the phone right now is Carrie. Hey, Carrie, where do you live?
I live kind of near Placerville, California, going up towards Tahoe.
Used to summer there, yeah.
Really?
No, never summered anywhere. You know what I used to do in the
freezing
summer? I used to work. That's right. Carrie, I hope you're having a great morning. Would you like to win we have a whole assortment of prizes that we call crap from the back. Ooh.
Ooh.
Hey, Scuba, if Carrie wins, what will she win in this assortment of crap from the back?
Well, we've got a game here called Hughes and Q's.
Love it.
We've got Casablanca, which is a DVD.
Terrible.
Oh, it's a great
movie.
We've got
a Blake Shelton throwback little shirt.
Oh, that's a good Blake Shelton shirt. Go ahead.
And a Lainey Wilson calendar.
Yeah.
A hat. And a Carrie Underwood DVD.
Wow. That is some real crap right there. Okay. We're going to play for crap in the back. All right, here we go. This has been in the news a lot lately. The question is, only one-third of Americans say they understand it. What is it? Now, this has been in the news a lot lately, but only one-third of Americans say they understand it. What is it? That's the question we're dealing with.
Easy.
So, Carrie, I'm going to come to you first if you get it, and if not, we'll go to the show here. It's been in the news a lot lately, but only 1/3 of Americans say they understand it. Everybody good? Everybody in?
Oh, yeah.
Carrie, what do you think it is?
First thing comes to mind is politics.
Politics. But... That's good, because sometimes good. You just don't know what's going on. The house, the pork bills, the pork rinds.
That's close.
What, pork rinds?
Build. You know, no, incorrect. All right, so here we go. We got Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Morgan. Carrie, who would you like to team up with? And if they got it right, you win.
Do you want to win?
Yes, I think I heard Eddie's voice come up loud and clear. Maybe he knows.
Okay, Eddie.
Carrie, you're
he
on it.
Always
yeah. No, 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 no. I've only gotten it once, but this one I'm very confident about.
Morgan, what do you have?
I have love. Love is always in the news. It's and in the it's news. Hard to understand.
Third of one America.
Oh my God.
How many?
Let's guess who's newly single.
Uh huh.
Oh my God.
Amy.
I'm gonna go with inflation.
Okay, good one. Eddie?
Oh, that's a good one, Amy.
I mean, we had a whole lesson on the show about it because a lot of us didn't understand what it was. Inflation.
Lunchbox?
Guys, you think it's inflation, and that's your right, because a lot of people don't understand free speech. Because everybody's like, oh, they can say whatever they want. They shouldn't get in trouble for it.
I see that. I still think it's inflation.
It's been in the news a lot lately, but 1/3 of Americans say they understand it. One thing that people don't understand about inflation, it's worldwide. So people will go, America, we're going. No, no, it's affected by the world.
Exactly. That's why.
But it's not inflation.
It's not inflation?
No.
That's why it's free speech, because it's only here in America.
Okay, ask it again.
Lunchbox, you're wrong.
What?
What did you have?
Inflation.
Oh, everybody's good. Morgan, it's not love. You know, we knew that.
We knew that. We knew that.
It's not love. Everyone knows they love.
No. Okay, I'm going to give you guys one more shot. Everybody write their answer down again. We'll do one more of this.
Can we hear the question again?
Sure. This has been in the news a lot lately, but only 1/3 of Americans say they understand it. What is it?
In the news a lot lately.
This has been in the news a lot lately, but only 1/3 of Americans say they understand it. What is it?
It's like.
Got it.
That means most of Americans don't understand.
That's right, 2/3.
That's correct.
I'm like, what is there that we
5 seconds,
understand?
Guys, for your answers. Now, Kara, you're going to be able to go. If any of them get it, you win. Or if none of them get it, you win. You get to pick. So, everybody good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kara, do you think any of them got it right?
I think somebody has to get it right.
Okay.
I mean, how many subjects could there be?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But... I mean...
Morgan, what do you have?
I don't have anything.
She has nothing. That's incorrect.
Morgan.
Lunchbox.
Voting.
Incorrect.
Well, I have nothing.
Amy.
Elon Musk and Twitter.
Incorrect. Eddie, you got to save her. You're her lifeline.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Now, I don't understand it. So I'm like all these other Americans. Aliens. I don't get it. But I think I saw one.
What?
He like did think he's...
No, I don't understand.
Aliens.
What do you mean you don't understand?
We don't understand
aliens.
Yeah, we don't even know if they're real. Hey,
but some people do.
Carrie, I'm going to give you one chance to change your vote. You can go with Eddie and aliens, which you have already, or you can go, never mind, I want to go with not Eddie.
She likes aliens.
I do. And your satellite, your alien with a satellite, by the way. But because that's what it does, changes directions and all. But I'm going to go with nobody knows.
Okay, she's going nobody, thank God, because it's cryptocurrency. It's Bitcoin.
Oh.
Yeah, so she's our winner.
I should have known that.
You know what? I had that written down.
Because that guy lost a billion.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie, you won some crap from the bag. A lot of good prizes. Carrie, thank you for listening. I hope you have an awesome day.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, see you on the phone. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Drake's restaurant in Lexington, Kentucky was being built and it had a sign on the door that said, opening soon. Go online to apply for jobs. Well, Nash Johnson is a third grader and he's like, I want to buy a new Xbox. I got to get a job. So he went online, applied for a job, and they got the application like, what in the world? And it said, I need this job so I can buy an Xbox. So the owner had him out to the grand opening, gave him a uniform, and bought him an Xbox.
That's awesome.
Pretty good. Hopefully he did one dish.
Yeah. Didn't work too hard.
Yeah. Like,
all right, kid. One dish. We got you a little present here.
Yeah, and he didn't apply to be a waiter. He did apply to be a dishwasher.
I've done that job. It's terrible.
I bet.
It's now, if you're good at it, you get out pretty quickly. You move up to a higher job.
How can you be bad at it? You just stick it in water and move it on, right?
Lazy. The dishes pile up quick. You have to really... Be on it. And it's a gross job, too.
Did you ever get a break? Like, I just pictured dishes coming in, like, nonstop.
I would say some, yes, you would get a break. because sometimes we're slower than others. So dishes always came in, but you could always stay ahead of it if you had any sort of will at all to just, but so they come slow, you just go take a break. When you come back, there's a big pile of them. You knock them out.
Terrible. But if there's a pile of them, they're like, if the...
There's just food. It's just gross.
Yeah. No, but if the plate on top has food, you take a bite?
No, never.
That's so gross. Oh.
Never. All right, Lunchbox, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Socially, I'm a pretty awkward person, I'll admit it. And sometimes I say things like in real life, and I'm like, why did I say that? But I don't know, yours seems way more awkward than anything I've ever asked anybody.
Yeah, I've had my adopted kids from Haiti for about 5 years now, and this has happened to me before, but it was a long, long time ago. And anyway, my son and I are in line at the store, and the person behind me asks, like, the person hears Stevenson say, "Hey, Mom." And she's like, "Oh, you adopted?" And I'm like, "Yes, I did. I have two children. They're from Haiti." We start having this conversation.
By the way, Amy's white and her kids are black kids.
Yes.
You're a white person, they're black. Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's not the automatic assumption that I'm their mom unless someone hears them say mom. And then she just straight up said, "Oh, wow, were you not able to have your own kids, or why didn't you do that?"
In the grocery line!
Oh, goodness.
Who asked that in the grocery line?
Oh. Right. I have no words. It sort of leaves me a little bit speechless, other than I don't think they're really thinking it all the way through. I handled it. I answered
what
honestly.
What did you say?
I just said, "Oh, well, you know what? We did try that at first, and then we weren't able to." And I said, "But everything worked out exactly how it was supposed to."
And then he can hear that?
I have my kids.
And your son is right next to you, can hear this question? Well,
thank goodness it's Candy right there. He's a little distracted. Like, "Oh, am I going to get Butterfinger?" But I mean, yes, he's there, and I'm sure he picks up on that sort of thing. So anyway, it was just, he knows though, and he heard me say everything worked out exactly how it was supposed to. And that's all that matters, is that he feels loved.
Were they being judgmental when they asked that, or genuinely curious?
To me, honestly, it seemed like curiosity. But at the same time, you should know. It's that socially awkward. It's like you should know that we shouldn't ask women or men if they've got, like, what
the deal
is.
Don't ask anything super personal on the line of the grocery store.
That's right. Weird.
Just period. Whoa. Don't go super, adoption, one thing. But don't ask anything super personal. Like, "Hey, why are you so skinny? Hey, you can eat all that chocolate? Dang, that seems like a lot." Hey, why? Yeah. Do you know you can fix that baldness? You don't go anywhere super personal with somebody you don't know.
Right. I mean, you never know if someone is sick or depressed or dealing with something. Or in my case, like, I tried for years to try to get pregnant, and it was very difficult. If she had asked me on one of those days that I got a negative pregnancy test for the 500th time, I could have started crying.
Now, I can't believe, Amy, like, you even, like, gave her an answer. I would have been, like, straight nun ya.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, none your business.
I'd have dumped my cart. I'd have leg swept her, then dumped my cart on her, and walked out of there. Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. Oh. Street Fighter. Yeah, that's bizarre. That's bizarre. Would you have preferred she say, "Hey, could you tell me the benefits of adoption?"
No, I think honestly, the first time someone said something like that to me similar that I'm thinking of, it was at Target. Right after we got the kids, and I think they just asked me, like, why did you adopt from Haiti, or like, you know, mm-hmm. And it's like, the kids are right here, and that's a personal decision. I felt like I had to explain myself, like, well, I was going to do domestic, and we were going to do newborn, but then I went to Haiti and realized there's older children there that need to be adopted, so we shifted to international. And
yeah,
it's like, I don't owe anybody
an explanation. I'm sorry you went through that. That stinks.
Well, I say it now. I share this story as just a PSA to not, you know, ask personal questions like that.
Hey, put your hands on your cart. Face forward. It's like
mind your
urinal.
Own.
It's your urinal. You're a dude in a public bathroom. You look forward. You do your business. You get out.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Eddie, if your parents come to town, because I know sometimes they just show up, right?
Dude, they love to just show up.
From another state.
Uh-huh. From Texas.
That's crazy. How long do they stay?
Well, if they had their way, they would probably stay for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. But I have a very strict rule now, and it has taken me years to get here, 3 days.
Amy, if you go stay with somebody, how long until you feel like you're being a burden?
Probably I stay 2 days or so.
Yeah, I go for like 30 minutes, and I'm like, guys,
good seeing you.
I've been here way too long. The answer for most people is 4 days. The cutoff for when it's annoying that someone is staying with you is 4 days, four nights.
Like me and my family, we fight after 3 days. After 3 days, it's like, oh, like you're so annoying. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? But the first 3 days is perfect. It's like, oh my gosh, I miss you. This is so much fun.
They say hosting messes with your sleep because the host wakes up early and makes sure everything's okay or doesn't go to bed or is checking on folks. Guests don't sleep well either. 75% of people say they have to go to bed and wake up at the same time as the host because they don't want to be rude and sleep all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's a thing. The best house guests are baby boomers. So if you're older, the poll found that they're the most likely to be considerate and clean up after themselves. And 7% of people, they say hide their valuables when they have guests just to make sure that...
Dang.
Who are you inviting over?
What are you doing?
Stealing. 4 days, that's a long time, though.
I mean, but it depends on who. Like, I'm about to go stay with my sister for, like, I don't know, 10 days. I don't even have my return ticket
yet. But that's a holiday,
yet.
Right? Like, a holiday is a little different than a random deal.
Sure. Yeah, true.
And also, it depends. You have how far away is the guest room?
Yeah, sometimes it's not. It's right there.
I know. It depends. And do they have a bunch of kids? And are kids minding?
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you mentioned the whole sleeping in late thing. When you go to your in-laws, like, do you ever sleep in? Are you the last one to wake up out of everyone?
No, I struggle sleeping in general. So when I'm away, I sleep really poorly. But I don't have any sort of fear about that. Like, if I'm really tired and I get a minute, I go take a nap. I won't even tell anybody. Because there's usually so many people, I'll just sneak off and go to sleep. And then I'll wake up and Caitlin's just looking at me like, hey.
We're all over
hey,
here.
Hey, family is out there.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But I don't care. I don't get much sleep anyway, so if I'm able to get it, I get it. Hey, we need a ruling here. So we were recording some bonehead stories last week. And here's a case on Eddie not listening.
Oh,
and if Eddie doesn't win this appeal, he's on his level two, which he has to go to a breakfast or coffee place and bark like a dog, right? Yeah, you haven't done that yet?
Oh, he's done that one.
Oh, he has. He's on level three then.
No.
Oh, temporary neck tattoo?
No.
He can circle back.
Oh, he has to circle back?
No, there's no way I've circled back.
No.
How have I done all three?
Okay. We changed the rules at one point, so he's back at one.
Got it. We started over. So it'll be $20 again?
Oh.
No.
He paid already.
So he'll have to go bark at a dog again.
No.
Okay, here we go.
No, guys.
So, Eddie, if you lose this, you'll have to go back to a coffee shop and bark like a dog until they ask you to stop. We were doing a bonehead. And the question is, was Eddie not listening while we were doing the bonehead? Do you have the audio, Raymundo, of this?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is it two clips or
this.
One?
Just one.
It happens quick? Okay, go ahead.
No.
But how crazy is it to think, to go into three banks in one day and think you're going to be able to do that?
The fact that he would even do one bank shows that he's not thinking the same way we're thinking.
Right.
Correct.
So I don't know how, I can't really
he's a bonehead.
Get into an irrational mind.
But the fact that he wanted to rob a bank is he's already not thinking the way we think.
Yeah, I literally just said that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the like replica. Yeah. 100, like carbon copy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Do you just want to go ahead and say you lost?
I mean, what's the argument? There's no argument there.
You don't want to come up with something?
No, this is where you come out. You just say like, yeah, guilty as charged.
Mercy of the court.
I mean, just sentence me.
Yeah. All right, you've been sentenced to later this week. You have to go into a coffee place, even after the show, with a member of the show and bark like a dog until someone comes and asks you to stop.
You know, last time this happened, no one told me to stop. Like, ever. Finally, one guy's like, do you want me to ask you to stop? I said, yes, please.
Please.
You have been sentenced.
Hey.
Man, so now after this, he's on the face tattoo.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Yeah, go ahead.
If I get a doctor's notice and says like, hey, you have temporary memory loss.
Amnesia?
Yeah, something like that.
But that's
can I
not
get
what
out of this?
Was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, I didn't hear Bobby say that.
I mean, I said it, and you took a breath and said it right back.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like I was in your ear.
Well, you did say one bank, and he said a bank.
Yeah. Eddie, you have lost. You have a week to serve your...
My lawyer, Amy's talking.
No. Yeah,
you have a week to serve your sentence, okay? All right, case dismissed. A voicemail from Elise in Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, good morning. My husband and I are just looking up the numbers and the budget, and we're thinking maybe no Christmas presents for family, friends. So, Bobby, what would you recommend as far as should we let people know that we're not doing gifts? Should we just not do the gifts? We don't live near any family. They all live in other states and such, so it's a big hassle to try to mail everything as well. Would be thankful for any wisdom you might have.
Since you don't live near them and it's not uncomfortable if you don't give someone while everybody else is doing the give, because that's where it would be uncomfortable if you're all gathered around and everybody's giving Uncle Chuck something and you don't. It's like, oh no, we got last year. My wife and I, we were told, okay, we're getting this one gift for this person that you draw, and that's it because there's so too many people in our family. And I'm like, cool, we'll do that. Well, then our
my brother-in-law and Caitlin's sister give the uncle a gift, and we didn't. And
they didn't even try, and
he's like, oh, thank you. And then he gives us a gift, a nice one, and we're sitting there with thumbs in our butts like we don't even know what to do. We didn't have a gift to give him. That's only in person. But since you're not there and you don't have it, you don't have to say anything about it. What we'll call attention to it is if you go, we're not sending gifts. Just don't send a gift. You'll be fine. They'll understand, and they'll not even notice. They won't even notice. And if they do, who cares?
Yeah.
If you don't have it in your budget, don't push yourself to buy a gift that they probably won't even love anyway.
Yeah.
So you don't know them that well. You're not going to nail it. So here's my advice. Don't worry about it. Merry Christmas. Take care of your family. Since you're not with them, it'd be different if you're with them. I'd say, ooh, you got to figure something out. But you're good. You're good. Don't worry about it. That's my advice to you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so how long do you think you need to be dating if Christmas rolls around in order to get that person you're dating a gift?
Anytime whatsoever, a gift. It doesn't matter. One, if you now declared we're together, you have to get them a gift. Now, it's how lavish is the gift? If you've been together a month, it's probably not. You spend a little bit of money. If you've been together a year, but if you've been married a long time, then it goes back down. So it's like,
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's like a stock market up, down. So, but one day you have to get them something.
Well, a poll was taken on dating.com, and most of the users say they wouldn't buy someone a gift for the holidays unless they've been dating them for more than 7 months.
Well, that's probably why they're all single on that side.
Exactly.
Right. Good point, because I was like, that's crazy.
If you're together with someone, period, if you've decided we're just going to be together, we're just going to date only each other, you have to get them a present. That's it. You have to get people at work presents sometimes. You ain't doing much with them. Unless you are, then you should stop, because you're going to get caught. Okay, what else?
Well, 38% of people say if they don't get an appropriate gift this year, they're going to dump the person they're with.
Felt that.
And then I also saw a story that made me think of you, Bobby, because more than half of people worry that they're going to get outgifted this holiday season because they see gift-giving as a competition.
Yeah, there'll be no outgifting me. Ever. That's right. I take pride in it. So prepare yourselves. Well, everybody doesn't get a gift. Who gets my gift? Morgan? You get my gift, right?
No, Abby.
Oh my lucky.
You
annoying.
Gift me. That's why you think that.
Oh, okay. You get me a gift, but I get Abby a gift.
Yeah.
No, you get me a gift and Abby gets you a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get Morgan a gift.
So you're the lucky one because Bobby's gonna buy you something extravagant.
What kind of car do you need?
Stop.
Ooh. What?
Did you get a car or a car?
He's not gonna get her a car.
Car.
How do you know, Eddie?
He's
no.
not. That's
maybe how much left in your mortgage of your house?
Stop it.
Oh my wow.
God. That would be a nice day.
what else, Amy?
I have a list of habits that people started during the pandemic, but they're now permanent. Just something they do more of, and that's FaceTiming, not wearing as much makeup, not shaking people's hands, eating out at restaurants during non-busy times, so that way it's not crowded and you're not around a bunch of people. Buying two of everything when you're at the store for fear that, like, there might be a shortage or something.
Me, I just Zoom more. Zoom's now
normal. A lot of Zoom.
Other than that, anything I started doing to grow myself as a person, I forgot.
Oh.
I'm out. Yeah. Oh, I got this time. Now I'm just trapped at home, so I'm going to really individually stretch myself and grow to be a better... No more. I'm back to the old habits. What else?
How many songs do you think the Raging Idiots have written?
Oh, God.
Not just recorded,
can we count
written.
That high?
Nothing crazy. Yeah. I mean, 100.
Yes, oh, my God.
75 to 100.
Well, you're on your way, because Toby Keith says that you should write about 200 songs before you'll get to a good one, and then 150 more for the second hit.
Wow. Yeah, we're still waiting for the good one.
Yeah. We need to write 100 more.
Yeah, still waiting. I mean, it's not our main job, so but we,
I know,
we've
this
probably
is,
written 100.
This was his, I know it's not for y'all, but this was his advice to new songwriters.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Last week, Michigan State Police troopers responded to a call about a missing 80-year-old hunter. The hunter's wife said her husband had gone hunting earlier, had been missing for 3 hours. She became concerned when she heard his gun go off several times, indicating to her that he needed help. Like, that was their sign. If you hear boom, boom, boom all together, that's me going, hey, something ain't right. So the troopers brought in a helicopter, and they searched. And they also called in the canine unit, and they searched. And there's a dog named Loki who found the hunter near a river less than a mile from his home. He was cold, he was wet, he had fallen into the river.
Wow.
And he couldn't move anymore because he was so cold and wet. And so and he may have hurt his leg when he fell in. So one of the troopers gets there and gives him his clothes, takes his clothes off. And they took him out of the woods by boat. And they got him there. But had the dog not been there, they probably wouldn't have found him because the cover over the top shielded him from the helicopter.
Mm. And how cool they had that code of the three shots. Boom, boom, boom. Like, oh, this means I'm in trouble.
How cool that a dog just goes and finds
them. That's, yeah, all of that.
Yeah, I would think every hunter then that shot three times. Up. Let's go in.
Yeah, because one time
I was like, no, honey, I'm in the bathroom. Oh, well, I heard three shots.
I was hunting one time and I saw three hogs and I shot them all like boom, boom. And my dad came like, what is happening? I thought you were saying, I'm like, no, I saw three hogs, so I shot them all. It's pretty crazy. And he was like, wow, I really thought you were like in trouble. So he rushed over to get me.
I used to get so cold and it hit the point where I would just shoot my gun, boom, boom, boom. And then Arkansas kids would be like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. There was a deer I shot at him. But now we've this whole spot's wasted because they know we're here. We probably should get in the truck.
Let's go home.
Oh, I did that a couple times. I would just get so, we'd be still hunting, not dogs. So you're just sitting, freezing your butt off, just sitting still. That's it, in a stand. And I'd be like, this sucks. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I saw him. Oh, ran that way. Crazy, but we got to go. We can't sit here now.
Biggest they, buck I've ever seen in my life.
Man. Well, you wouldn't say that because then you want to keep looking.
Right.
You'd be like, no, it's a doe. It didn't have any horns at all. No rack at all. All right, great story. Loki, you're awesome. You doggy you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.